How far will you travel for your favorite cup of coffee? Or your favorite meal? Do we travel for family reunions, weddings, baptisms? For things that are important to you, how far will you go? Today is the epiphany of our Lord, the day that God came flesh. Our Savior was born. Three kings traveled far from the east, traveled many miles for days to see the newborn king. The epiphany of our Lord. Three wise travelers. Well, I'd like to share a story of the fourth wise man. Not the three that we all hear, but from a television show that came out in 1980 called The Fourth Wise Man. Who's like the other wise man? Very smart, wealthy, traveling. But he wanted others to come with him. He's tried his best to get others to make it to the journey to see the newborn king. Spent a lot of time trying to recruit others to make this journey. That's how important it was. He wanted all to experience it. So he was late making a rendezvous with the other three kings. But he knew the direction, which way to go. He knew the star was there. He was behind them for a couple of days. And then he ran into an old man sick on the road. And he cared for him. He stayed with him until he was better. He actually used some of his treasures to pay for his health care. But after the old man was ready to travel on his own, he continued his journey. And then he ran into a group of poor people who needed help. He had the skills to aid them, so he stayed with the group, caring for them, healing them, and using his treasures to help them, buying food, clothing, and water. He spent many years with this group, caring for them. By the time he made it to see Jesus, Jesus was dying on the cross. And he himself was sick. He only had one ruby left. It was what he was going to bring to Jesus. He bribed a soldier to let him up the front to see what was going on. And he see Jesus dying on the cross. His health was so bad, he fell down as he was looking at Jesus. And he spoke out loud to Jesus. Jesus, I'm sorry. It took me so long to get here to see you. I am so sorry. I tried my best. But he heard Jesus' voice. He said, son, you served me well. He said, how did I serve you well, Jesus? This is my first time seeing you. And Jesus said, if you clothe the naked and fed the hungry and cared for the needy, you did it unto me. And the fourth wise man died there. His journey wasn't as traditional as other three wise men, because he showed up late. But his journey was his journey. His path was his path. Just like some of us. Some of us were born in the faith. Some of us are converts. Some have been worshiping two or three generations in our family line. Some of us came to church when we were in our 20s. Some of us came to church and left church, then came back, then left again. But our journey is our journey. God calls us all. The epiphany is the time to see Jesus, the Savior that was born, God made flesh. Our journey is our journey. What have we learned from the wise men? One thing. First one is God loves us.
Yeah.
He created life. He created us. God's been speaking to us through the prophets for years. And on this day of his birth, he came down in flesh to be with us, to walk among us, and to guide us, give us an example of how to live. God truly loves us. And the second thing we learn from the wise men, that we need God. And we naturally respond to God's presence and God's love. And we do whatever it takes to get it done. We change our lives, decisions we make. Make decisions in our life that make us, bring us closer to God. St. Francis had a strong love for nativity scenes. For him, it is an example of God's true love for all mankind, all of us, the rich, the smart, the working class, the poor, and all God's creation is there at his birth. It's a symbol of how much God loves us, that he's tamed in the midst of all those he created. No matter what we do in our lives, we need to keep God in front of us. No matter where we go, no matter what our path may be, in, out of church, late, on time, our path and our journey is our path and our journey to God and brings us closer to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.